You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the much vaunted, highly respected Specials Podcast here with William Hill. It's Dave Kellner this week stepping in for Mr. Lee Phelps, who is injured at the moment, Mr. Phelps, and I think he's been on that jump program, Rob Dixon.
What's he done?
I don't know. He's going through all sorts of pain at the moment. I'm not sure. I think he's got ulcers, abscesses. He's got a hernia. He's falling apart at the seams, that man.
Thought he just tripped over his wallet, to be quite honest. There you go.
It never comes out of his pocket.
No, exactly.
The Jump is just a remarkable TV programme at the moment, Mr. Dixon. I haven't watched any of it. I've just been keeping up to date with the competition via Twitter, via social media, via the numerous...
via the hospital, really.
Precisely. Via the numerous articles written about contenders getting injured. Linford Christie, the latest one to have withdrawn through a hamstring injury. But Beth Tweddle has broken her back. What is going on with this programme? There's been calls that... it should be axed, this programme, and I'm with the people that want to axe it. We can't have all these former celebrities, former stars,
exactly,
getting injured on the slopes.
Yeah, we're starting to feel sorry for the Z-list celebrity now, aren't we? As that they're desperate to get some money. This is probably one step too far for them. But, yeah, I mean, it just seems to be injury after injury at the moment. It's one of those where you imagine every time somebody falls over, they're sort of bated breath in the hope that they get back up again. But yeah, there's a couple of serious injuries. Obviously, Rebecca Adlington 2 weeks ago, which we mentioned last week, dislocated her shoulder and is going to take no further part. Beth Tweddle's was a lot more serious, actually. They said that they described it as routine back surgery on Sunday. And then as routine back surgery can ever be, and it turns out on Monday that the hospital announced that they had to almost take a skin graft off her hip to fuse two vertebrae together in her neck, which to me doesn't strike me as routine any stretch of the imagination.
So. I'm just looking at some of the pictures on the Daily Mail website right now, which admittedly I'd say that they're photographed at their worst here at these.
It's not like the Daily Mail, is it?
These celebrities. But Rebecca Adlington quit after dislocating her shoulder. Tina Holby broke her arm in two places. Linford Christie, as we've just mentioned, out with the hamstring injury.
Yeah, Linford's was a bit too small fry, isn't it?
Small fry, yeah. He should continue no matter what. Yeah. Sunday's episode, EastEnders star Sid Owen slipped and fell. He was in pain, grabbing his leg in agony. That means that at the top of the betting, it's Tom Parker.
Tom Parker,
two to one.
Tom Parker, who actually came in for, I think it was Tina Hobley, who was out injured. So again, not one of the originals.
And Rob, I hate to point fingers here, but I'm pointing my finger at you because you, as a bookmaker trading this market, you must love all these injuries, get new people in all the time, people losing their cash on those that get injured.
I don't want to see Z-list celebrities injured.
I know you don't want to see them injured, and I know I'm sure when you're...
It's handy that they are, yeah, and if Tom Parker could get injured in the next few weeks, then more the better, but...
Well, it could happen. 2-1, Tom Parker. We jest, of course. We wish these 8 contestants still left in the best of good health and luck.
They won't be listening.
Tom Parker 2-1 to win it. Dean Kane 5-2. Tamara Beckwith is 7-1. Brian McFadden 8-1. Sid Owen 8-1. Heather Mills is 12-1. James Argent, who's been eliminated once, give those people their cash back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
16-1. And Sarah Harding 16-1 in the market here. Never heard of Tom Parker.
Tom Parker, the wanted. A singer in The Wanted, same as Jay McGuinness of Strictly fame.
I've heard of Dean Cain, obviously Superman. Yeah. He was one of my favourite actors growing up. I always watched that on I think it was on Channel 4, wasn't
Channel 4 Saturday morning, wasn't
Channel 4 Saturday morning, Dean Cain 5-2. I know nothing about this program, but I'm willing Dean Cain yeah. to victory now. Rob, have you got any? Are there any losers in the book?
Not now, no. Probably the worst result is Dean Cain of the eight that are left. Dean Cain used to be a professional sportsman, and he came out sort of early in the week saying the reason why these people are getting injured is that they're not taking it seriously enough. They weren't training enough, and as a professional athlete, I think he did have sort of quite a big advantage sort of going into the show. Tom Parker looked very good though last week in the ski cross, so. It's already starting to look a sort of fight between the two of them.
Tamara Beckwith is third in. Give her a chance, 7-1.
Yeah, she was probably the best of the rest last week. She was sort of quite happy to sort of mix it with the bloke. She got to the final. She won her heat, got to the final. So it's going to be tricky to decide which sort of it's slalom this week, so it could be anything could happen. But you'd imagine it. It still favours the front two. The front two seem to have sort of more skiing experience, and sort of with it not being a public vote, it does actually go down to ability. Then it's probably one of the first two that you want to be on still.
Your pick right now, if there aren't newcomers to this podcast,
an absolute nightmare, because you've just got to hope they survive. Tom out of the two, then Tom was better than Dean last week.
Okay.
So I'd probably rather be on Tom at this stage of the competition. But again, who knows? I could get back upstairs and
from a bookmaking perspective, this is just the perfect.
Yeah, but this
for you,
is good.
It?
This is when you've got
it's not
you've
good.
Got other shows which. Punters have a big advantage on certain shows. X Factor is a prime example where punters will have a big advantage. You actually go to the arenas and watch all the auditions and things, you've got a big advantage. There's no advantage here at all. It is genuinely now survival of the fittest, and probably will be for the next few weeks when it gets called off.
Yeah.
And we all give our money back.
That's the only way the punters are going to win here.
Well, I mean, it's 4-7. 4-7, but there's no series next year on this. And to be
is that a price you put out?
Yeah, they've called an emergency meeting, did Channel 4 last week.
That 4-7, you'd have to wait a while, wouldn't you, probably? But
I mean, it's
will
it's
you
gonna
pay
be
out,
such an
will
insurance.
Will you pay out as soon as it's announced?
As soon as it's announced, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be such an insurance claim next year. So, I mean, to be quite honest, they've either got to get better people with skiing experience, or they cancel the show completely. How many viewers is it getting enough viewers that it's not like we're cancelling X Factor or Strictly, is it? So,
yep. No, I get what you're saying. Tom Parker, 2-1 favourite for the Jump 2016. Let's move on to The Voice 2016. Kevin Sim is the 3-1 favourite here with William Hill. Cody Frost is 5-1. Lydia Lucy is 9-1. Beth Morris, 10-1. Harry Fisher, 10-1. Vangelis is 10-1. Chloe Castro, 12-1. And it's 20-1 and bigger the rest. And we are coming towards the penultimate round of auditions. Is that
Thank
correct?
Thank God for that, yeah.
Vangelis was maybe moving the market last week, or came into the market at 10-1. Vangelis, chance?
Can we just call him Vangelis?
Is it Vangelis?
Does he need the pronunciation?
I've no idea. I've no idea, Rob. That's what you're here for.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Vangelis.
Okay, Vangelis.
Yeah.
Vangelis.
He was probably the best of what started off quite a bad group, but they did actually get a few sort of decent acts. He sang Boy George's own song. He sang Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a brave in itself, is to sing a song of one of the artists. And we'd seen earlier in the show where... I can't remember the girl's name, but she sang sort of Will I Am's Bang Bang, and he didn't turn. And
right.
He said, because the problem that you've got is because you know how the song goes and you've done the song to your best of your ability. Until somebody comes out and betters your performance almost of the song, then it is going to be difficult to turn. And Ricky Wilson did the same. I mean, you've seen people do sort of Kaiser Chiefs songs before on it. But this was a really good version, and he turned and... To be quite honest, I think three of them turned, all bar Will turned, and it was a no-brainer that he was going to choose Boy George. And he's got a chance. It depends what else he's going to do. That's going to be the issue. He's not going to carry on singing sort of Culture Club songs for the the remaining sort of three or four rounds of the show. So we won't see.
I must admit, sitting here right now, Rob, I haven't turned my chair for The Voice UK 2016.
Why have you not?
I've got my back to it.
What are you doing
year.
On a Saturday night? I'm not...
Because I used to watch this programme because I thought, if I'm going to be on the Specials podcast, I need to form some kind of opinion.
Yeah, but you need
so I'll
to,
watch
you need,
it.
You know that you're first reserve on this.
I know that
I can't press the buttons, so somebody has to press the buttons.
I was such a late call-up, though, Rob, that it caught me on the hop slightly. And I've not even seen these singers perform yet. So I am looking for you to guide me in the correct direction for a bet in this event.
Yeah, it's a tricky one at the moment. I mean, what we've got so far is we've got Kevin Sim, who's favourite. He used to be in Liberty X.
Right.
He was the older version, the older one in Liberty X. He was the one that didn't seem to obviously not make enough money out of it because...
I kind of recognise him. He's the Steve Brookstein of the programme.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he was well talented enough. Whether that attracts to sort of public vote, the fact that he's already been a pop star and he's going.
I can't be having a band member from Liberty X going into a what is basically a solo competition as favourite, though.
No. But then you wait and see what the alternatives are. Cody Frost is a sort of punk singer, but that's not really the sort of middle England that you want for the show. Likewise, Lydia Lucy's quite a sort of pop star. I think Lydia Lucy's genuinely on the wrong show. I think she'd have done well. She was good vocally. I think she'd do well in X Factor.
Right, okay.
I'm not sure The Voice was for her. And then sort of Harry Fisher was last on... last on the week before. And he vocally the top sort of four or five are very good, but it depends what they sort of what is it is a difficult show, because what you actually want from the show, they don't really want to create, well, they always try, but they're not really going to get a ready-made pop star out of it. Well, sort of that's the sort of remit for the X Factor, is to get somebody to sell a million records, sort of thing.
Who we're looking at as a bit of value then here? I mentioned Van Gelis earlier, 10-1 with Boy George.
Chloe Castro, she was a Geordie lass who came on last week. She seems to be the sort of market mover really from last week. She was 20-1 when we put her in. She's gone into 12. Vocally, she was quite a bit different, but I didn't really get it, to be quite honest. I can see where sort of coming.
If you're not getting it though, Rob, probably got every chance.
She was a perfect. She was one of these where it was a perfect candidate for The Voice. She didn't look anything like a pop star. She actually looked like sort of very plain. She looked like a librarian type, a young librarian type figure. But she didn't.
Oh, Rob.
She came in the dress that her grandmother had gave her, and had gave her for luck, sort of thing. But vocally she was okay, and she seemed to have been the market mover in the last week.
That's good that she maybe endears herself to the audience with that sort of gesture.
Yeah, it was sort of there's no sort of frills with her. She actually genuinely couldn't believe that people had turned, I think, at one point. So maybe if the market tends to show their hand in these things, maybe Chloe Castro was of the outsiders.
I'll have to have a look through some of these leading contenders then.
Yeah.
When I get a moment. Maybe pop on the podcast in future.
Just pop in when you feel like it.
Pop in.
We don't know how long Lee's going to be off for, do we?
No.
May never return. This could be back to me and you.
It could be.
Just like all those years ago.
I can just cross my fingers and hope, Rob, that that's the that materializes.
Dave Bell will be happy that you're here, though. That's the main thing.
Let's talk BAFTAs, because we're in Oscars season now, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we've got the BAFTAs coming up this weekend. Best Actor, got to be done and dusted with Leonardo DiCaprio, 1-9. Yep. We don't need to talk or dwell on that too long.
No, he wins.
And he wins the Oscar as well, doesn't he?
Yes, he
definitely
does.
Gets his first Oscar, Leonardo DiCaprio. Best Actress, maybe slightly more interesting. Brie Larson, for her performance in Room, is the 2-5 favourite. Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn, 9-2. Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl is 5-1. Cate Blanchett, 10-1 for Carol. And Maggie Smith, The Lady in the Van, 20 to one. Brooklyn, a very popular film, 9-2 Saoirse Ronan, but Brie Larson's performance in Room had some of the leading spokespersons on acting performances purring for her.
Yeah, and I think she does the double as well. To be quite honest, I think Saoirse Ronan's very good in Brooklyn, but I just think that Brie Larson's got enough to see her through. The film is the interesting one, really. Yep. If there is going to be a shock, the last 3 weeks of award ceremonies in America have gone to the three big film spotlight, The Revenant and The Big Short, and pretty much the market for the BAFTA now sort of mirrors the market for the Oscar as well.
Yeah, Spotlight 11-10, The Revenant 11-8, The Big Short 5-2. The move there, obviously, Spotlight into 11-10 now. The Revenant is Leonardo DiCaprio fighting with a bear, from what I gather, for 3 hours. And The Big Short is about the Wall Street incident, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Have you seen those films?
I've seen The Big Short. I've not seen the other two.
I've heard The Big Short is very, very good. Cast is brilliant.
Yep. Everything Christian Bale. I think it's... I've backed it to win the Oscar.
Have you, then, for best film?
Yeah.
What price?
The 6-1.
Okay. So you've got value there.
We are on value, yeah. It more because it had won the... it was the Producers Guild Award, which the last 8 winners had come from.
Right.
The last 8 winners of the Best Picture had come from that award, so...
I think it could win Best Film, actually, from everything. I've not seen any of the 3 films, which is unusual for me. Yeah. I'd usually be Oscars season, so I'd have seen them all.
What are you actually doing now? You're not actually watching The Voice. You're not watching The Jump. You're not watching any films. I'm shocked of you, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Have you found a female?
I've not found a female either. I don't know what's going on. Usually I would have seen... I have said this weekend I'm going to see at least one of, if not all three, big Oscar films.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the last major award before the Oscars. The Oscars are the 28th of February.
Yeah.
Done in play at William Hill as well, just like to say. Because it's the only one that I stay up all night to do.
And you know what? You never even have to change any prices, because by the time you get to that point, they're all 1-9.
Exactly. And we normally just have like 2 or 3 punters who are just backing the fav each night.
It's money for old Rob.
There you go,
Rob Dixon. No wonder you say, yeah, I'll do that Oscars night.
The main thing's just make sit you stay
there, sit there and watch the Oscars all night. Yeah, I'm doing the prices, folks.
It's just staying awake for the last ones is the issue. 3.5 hours for 20 awards. It's an absolute joke.
It is. It does go on a long time, the Oscars. You have got a full range of Oscars markets up there. I mean, you've got, in all fairness to you, Rob, you've priced up, what is it, 20 odd markets?
There's 21 of 22. Best documentary short I haven't done yet.
What's the best Oscars bet? Have you had many Oscars bets? You mentioned the best film.
The only one I've backed is The Big Short for Best Picture. The best of advice I always give people is just to check any sort of market moves on the day. We're obviously going to do a more in-depth Oscars preview than that.
Well, I know Lee has watched The Hateful Eight, which I want to go and see as well, the Tarantino movie. I know he's watched that film while he's been off.
Yeah.
I think he'll have watched a lot of the best picture films, so he'll be able to talk in more detail
but
about
this. As I said, the market moves. Obviously, if somebody tends to win in the top four, it does have an impact in sort of best film editing and things. So just have a look. So the market tends to react more for the top four, but you can always find value in the lesser markets.
You've given us nothing there, Rob.
I'm not going to give away trade secrets.
You've given us absolutely nothing.
No, because I'm not going to give away trade secrets.
This podcast hasn't changed, has it?
Well, what, by not giving away trade secrets?
Yes.
No, I've told you, if something wins, then look for the lesser markets, because the lesser markets don't get changed.
And the only
sometimes
the only competitive
trade secret.
The only competitive market towards in terms of the, we're talking Oscars now, in terms of best picture, best actor, best actress, best director, the top markets.
Yeah.
Best picture's the only one that's really competitive now. I see that Sylvester Stallone is the 1-3 favourite for best supporting actor.
Yeah, I mean,
actor,
I think he
well.
Wins. This is probably going to be the only chance they have of giving him an Oscar. So, yeah. I mean,
Yeah, I hate that sort of thing. You know, just give him one. Yeah. Just give him one.
Yeah,
just
because he's deserved it over the years. It's a life. It's the old Lifetime Achievement Award. Is it AP McCoy right at the moment?
Yeah, it is. AP, our very own AP McCoy, our racing ambassador here at William Hill. So, Sir AP McCoy, Sir Anthony McCoy. Any other business, Rob, before we leave the listeners?
No.
Nothing else to say?
No, not really.
What's going on the podcast next week?
What's going on the podcast next week?
Well, it'll be the 19th.
We're going to talk everything what we've talked this week, apart from the BAFTAs. We're going to mention Brits next week again, because we know how brilliant Brits, the Brit Awards, goes for William Hill. So we'll chat about the Brits next week.
Is Lee Phelps still putting up good shouts, solid shouts?
He puts
on this
a
podcast.
Few good shouts, yeah. He normally puts our, at this stage, we normally go through talking about Twitter accounts, and if you could just mention mine's at reality_Rob. His is at Lee Phelps, and yours is at D Kellner.
Yeah, thank you.
And then you pretty much wrap it up.
Just wrap it up now, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the Twitter accounts, folks. You can follow us all on Twitter. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Make sure you're back for exactly the same next week.
Yeah.
And Lee Phelps, hopefully, will be back in this seat as well alongside Rob Dixon.
Can we not try the hashtag pray for Phelps?
And
see if we can get it trending, at least in Leeds.
Well, like I said to him, this is the first time he's been ill or poorly in many, many years. And it's when he started doing all this exercise.
Well, of course it so is. So he's started eating healthily and stuff.
Eating healthily, riding his bike to and from work each day.
Pizza for me tonight and driving home.
Now he's getting ill. And look at me, I'm sat here. Take away every night of the week.
Tell you what,
never do any exercise.
You're a picture of health as well today.
Thank you, folks, for listening to the podcast. Make sure you're back for the same thing next week with Rob and Lee. Do follow us all on Twitter. You can download this at audioboom.com or via iTunes as well. And I've pop in to the podcast at some point in the not too distant or possibly distant future as well. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and we'll speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.